Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I gotta get a weather forecast. Stop changing the topic. No. From CBS3, the amazing Kate Bylaw. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Well, how's it sound? I'm already in trouble, right, Kate? That was a horrible thing to say.
Talk about being in the doghouse, so to speak.
Yes. Oh, she got... All right, Kate, what is going on with this snow? Tell us what's happening.
Well, it's starting to ramp up again. So we had some heavy snow come through parts of the area last night. It kind of wound down a little bit for a while, and now we're starting to see that coastal storm, that nor'easter, really intensify off the coast. So we're starting to see these bands pick up in intensity, and they're going to be with us really through this evening, probably through about 5 o'clock. We can expect some heavy bands of snow, possibly an inch or two per hour. So what you see out there right now is just going to keep getting worse through the next several hours.
How much accumulation are we going to get?
I think 6 to 12 inches is a pretty decent call. Right around 7 or 8 is possibly what we'll end up with in Philadelphia. Tough call in the city because a little sleet or rain could mix in. That could hold it down a little bit. I set my over-under on Monday night at like 5.5, which I still think is a decent call, but it may be a bit more than that. North and west suburbs, 6 to 12. Some spots up in the Lehigh Valley, possibly closer to a foot, and in Montgomery and Bucks County as well. And even down the shore, it could end as a little snow, even though it's mainly rain, and you could get possibly a coating to 2 inches. But the heaviest is going to be just northwest of I-95, the nearby suburbs, which we'll see up to 10, 11 inches in some spots.
Hey, Kate, I've never asked you this.
Okay.
Are you nervous right now?
I do get nervous. Jessica Dean was saying last night to me, she's like, just keep in mind, this is exactly the time Kate Bylaw's snow panic usually sets in, because every evening before the storm, I start thinking, oh my gosh, are my totals too high? Are my totals too low? Like, I panic every time because, you know, as much as people like to, you know, say meteorologists get it wrong half the time, we are so much more, like, so much bigger perfectionists than people really believe. And I just want to be right. You know, I do get nervous, and I hope things pan out. But this storm, as of right now, I'm not super nervous about this one because it looks like it's panning out pretty much on schedule, and it's kind of a textbook nor'easter-type storm, not like what we had on Friday with the ridiculous strong winds and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous, but this one doesn't have the panic setting in quite
Sounds
as much.
Sounds great. 6 to 12 inches in the city, maybe 7 or 8 total, Katie's thinking. And, Kate, we'll be watching it, and thank you as always. This is a little late for a storm like this, right, Kate?
It is. I mean, remember the blizzard of 93 was in March. We get big snowstorms in March, but the good thing is it usually melts pretty quickly. So March storms can be a pain, but they usually get out of here a little faster than the January, February ones. So hopefully everyone keeps their power. I don't know if you can hear the hum of my generator in the background. Still don't have power from the last storm, and I know some people are in the same boat. So hopefully we'll keep power outages at a minimum, and let's hope this is the last one, and then spring sets in.
Let's hope so. Kate, thank you very much. Watch her on CBS3 all day today. There'll be updates throughout the day. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, this is Kate Bylaw with some interesting information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.